In the parasha we have where Avraham Avinu tells Lot that he needs to move on, that they need to be spared. So he gives him an option. He says, "All across of Anech he parried normalai, imasmo by mina mina smila." So it says, "Vayisa Lot the same of Yaskol kika yad gikula maska mishas Hashem esteimas amoira." And so on. L'chura, the whole pasuk of Vayisa Loitas Einav is strange. There's no need for it. In other words, the point that the Torah is making is that Loit chose Stoim because Stoim was an extremely fertile place. There was a lot of material goods there. And despite the fact that Anshestayim a bit, and the antithesis of Avraham, he chose that. So how Lot found that out, I'm sure it was very mefursim. I'm sure it wasn't discovered. And even if he did, to get that point across, he should have said, Vayivchal Lot is kukik ha-yadin, kikula mashke lifnei shas Hashem. That Lot did an investigative process of looking around and seeing it and thinking about, no. Let's see what it looks like. It's extra. There's no point for it. It should have just said "Vayivchal Lot is kol kigayadin." Period. Chazal over here speak about the Gemara in Hurrius says over here that this kol apasik hazeh l'shem aveira shenema vayisa loit and. It says this pasuk means that lechatchila he already had aveira in mind, and Rabbi Yochanan has a whole group of psukim that is falls along the same line. It says vatisa eishas adonis eneho vayomer shimshin oisakach leki yeshar beenai vayar. So every pasuk over here. The Vayisa, it says, Vatisa Isha Dunam Seneho. Es Einov, it says, Vemishimsha Oisakach Likisho Beinai. Vayar, it says, Vayar is a Shem Mechamas called Kikayadin. And the word Kikayadin, like about Kikalechem and so on. So each and every word in the Pasuk, we find the context of Avera. But the three or four places all have to do some with Re'iyat. It's interesting. Vatisa Isha Dunam Seneho, and so on. You also find early in the Psukim, if you take a look at Lamashal by the Chet of Eitz Hadas, so the first thing that it says when the Nachash came to her, he convinced her, he told her that it's good, but Teira Ha'isha Kitev Eitz Lamachal. So you have the Re'i over there also, which was Avera. And then it says the vayiru bnei olimus meisa adam ki toibes heina. You have two other rias where it seems that seemed to be the sirs laver, like it says in Chazal. But over here, it's normal that riya brings tavera. Chazal amadgish over here that this is where the problem was or something of that nature. But the Torah contrasts it. So it says that it says zina v'yaskol kikayad kichol amashke v'yivchalo it eskol kikayadin. Then it says v'ashem amal avram achi pored loit me'imoy. After Kadosh Baruch Hu, after Akash Boto Avram, after loit left him, sonei necho re'ei ben amokim ashata shom tzafei negva keim yomo. Go and look at the land. So it's very clear. There seems to be some sort of. Rashi says that Kolzman, that the Rosh was with him, Akash Baruch couldn't talk to him. But it's very specific that after Lot saw the Kikayadin and he went there, Akash Baruch said, "Now I want you to take a look at Yisrael." So I would say it's more than just Akash Baruch who not being able to come there. It seems to be something very, very specific about this nevuah over here that he's telling him that. It's also a little bit, we need to understand what's the purpose of this re'i over here. What's the point of him seeing it? He didn't give him directions to conquer it. He's not trying. I mean, he tells him kum hasalach arzorak v'rochba, but what does he need the riyah for that? He told him to go do something. The kum hasalach is sort of a precursor to someday his children conquering it. But the Riyah here seems to be a pool on its own right. You find something very similar by the Chet HaMeraglim and Moshe Rabbeinu. The Meraglim went to Eretz Yisrael. They saw things that were bad. They reported them. Then we have the Mitzvah of Tzitzis, the Re'isim, to be Misaken it. And then Moshe Rabbeinu, before he's Nifter, Kadosh Baruch Hu also shows him Eretz Yisrael. So it's almost as if there seems to be some sort of tachlis in seeing Eretz Yisrael. And so Rashi says, go and tell the others. It needs a pshat in its own right over there, what the purpose of it was. But what was exactly the need for the Riyah? And the contrast to Loit and Avram Avinu, Loit who was chayter with it, and he went off the wrong direction, to Avram being told, now let me show you, and the same thing with by Moshe Rabbeinu, the Meraglim. The re'i of the Meraglim was something that was killed it. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Chet HaMeraglim was Maneah from that door to go into Eretz Yisrael. So the Re'i of the Meraglim and the subsequent Oitzah Astiba kept him from that. And now Kadosh Baruch Hu said, go up, Vayar Eyu Hashem es kol aretz es agilad adon. So in both cases, you have a Re'i that was bad, that was fatal, that did somebody in, and a Re'i that's toiv, and so on. You find over here, the Chazal, when they start the Parsha Lech Lecha, the Medrash, he starts with the Pasik of Tamu Ru'u. It says, Shimi Bas Uri'i. Vati Oznech, it says, my daughter, my princess, listen, my daughter, and see. So Moshel, somebody that was going to passing by a beer, a very, very famous mashal, it's mentioned many times, about somebody passing by Bira de Lekes, and he doesn't know, and he says, is it possible for somebody to be a bailim on it, and not to, could it be that there's a beer without a bailim? Hits it's a la bala beer, and said, a new bala beer. That's a very, very famous Chazal. Chazal used the pasik of Shimi Bas Uri'i. Not clear. So what's the shimi basuri'i? What's the shimi basuri'i over here? It's definitely fits well with the psukim of Lech Lecha. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu first, Vayim Hashem Avram Lech Lecha Me'atzo Malachcha Beis Avicha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him first to go, and then he says Asher Eka. L'moshel in Nevuah, like Moshe Rabbeinu, first was the Re'iyah. And then Akash Baruch spoke to him. Here there seemed to be a reversal of roles, and really that's the Shimi Basuri. That's the sort of where Chazal were coming from. Not so clear in the Mashal, but certainly in the Pasuk and its application, that seems the application. So we do need to understand what is that Seder Apsukim of Shimi Basuri. It's something where the Gemara says, by Edis, that if Bezin sees something, they can certainly be down on what they saw, because So if I tell somebody a story, then I obviously assume the person's not going to see it. So I come from someplace and someone asks me what happened, what's there, and I tell him. So because the person doesn't see, then I need to tell him. But imagine a person is looking at something, and I keep telling him about it. He sees, I don't know, a fire someplace with firemen coming, and I tell him, oh, take a look. Here, there's a fire, and there's firemen coming. What's the point of that? It's really extra. It's like having a Agudas Edus when you see the mice in front of you. So what's the point of Shimi Basar E? Having the Tamu Uru'u Kitoiv. Re'iyah is the chush that seems to be the strongest to us. We definitely prefer Re'iyah over everything else, and Re'iyah is something that to us is seeing is believing. That's the most solid chush. Everything else comes afterwards. So what's the point of Shimi Basari? If you're showing him something, so see it. What's the point of it? Those are the critics I'd like to try a little bit to understand. Let's go. It says by Avraham Avinu, it says when he told him that Lech Lecha Ma'atzav Atav Yitzavicha Al Ha'aretz Asher Ar'eka. So the Zohar Kodesh says Asher Ar'eka. It means that you are in a place where you can't, because of the Tumah of Eretz Ha'amim, because of whatever Nyanim that are Shailed over there, Kolzman, he's in his back where he was, whether it was Eretz Ha'amim Kipshutoi or Moladcho, Artscho, Beisavicho, whichever one of them, you can't see it there. You will only be able to see it when you get there. In other words, the Zohar Kodesh's Taich is slightly different. Rashi, where he learns, is Lechavoy. He's telling him, I'm not going to show you till later, so that on each step of the way he has Schar. It means that Kodesh Baruch could have shown him, but he's leading him first. And the Zohar Kodesh says, because the Re'iyah wasn't Shayach over there. In other words, I want to show you it. So like it says over here, you know, so Necha, it says, and look around and see Negbat's fine and so on. Those are things that Akash Baruch Hu wanted to do. You can't, Kolzman, you're there, you won't be able to see it. That's how the Zohar Kodesh learns it. So I like to try a little bit to be misbeinin in the Oimek, what it means. Certainly, the chush of a person that makes a person firmly committed is Re'iyah. It says in the Pasuk, Ata Horesa Lodas, Kashem Lakim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Horesa, you showed it to us, Lodas. Maimed Asina, Inenu Rav Loizar. We saw it, and no one else's eyes. I'm not depending on anyone else's eyes. Re'iyah is a chibur. The Eishes Loit, she knew about Stoim, but knowing about Stoim and hearing about Stoim doesn't make you attached to Stoim. Looking at Stoim makes you attached. Re'iyah, there's a havamina that it's a kinyan. A hefka possibly, it's a siri siya. So Re'iyah is a chush of a person that is definitely the strongest. And one would say that in all cases, Re'iyah is preferred. And that's what a person needs to strive for. Re'iyah in the physical sense of seeing, and Re'iyah in the sense of a tfisa sichlis. L'moshel, if a person is doing something they doesn't understand, it's limited in the amount of how long he'll keep doing it. How was deeply ingrained is it? If a person understands something, then he sticks with it. He stays with it. it becomes part of him. Because the things that we understand to be true, that we were teifis it, then they're part of our sense of reality. So certainly re'ia is the chush, both in the physical sense of seeing, and in the more pneumistic sense of tfisa, is the chush that means a person is there. But there's a very, very big drawback. There's a big caveat to depending on Riyah. And let's understand it. Chazal give us a whole array of places that this whole pasuk is chait. Let's ask ourselves, sort of as akdama to all these places. We showed by the Eitz Hadas that it started Vatera Isha. By the Malachim, it says Vayir Bnei Elohim, that they saw the Bnois Aretz and they looked good. By Shimshon, all these places, the Re'iyah did them in. L'chura, let's ask ourselves, Nechzi Anan, if a person is supposed to be a Bardas and is supposed to act by his Seichel, and is supposed to do things with reason. So how can people see things, act upon what they see, and then be held to be faulted for it? And not only were they faulted, their reasoning was faulty. So I understand something. You made me a bardas. You gave me seichel, and then you tell me that if I go with my seichel, I'll mess up. So what's the point of the Riyah? I mean, how do I understand it? So we need to know one more point about the Riyah. The Riyah is a chush that doesn't... It's built. It starts with a certain koyach inside the person. Let's use a language that Kadmonim used. We don't see it so much that way, but the language in terms of defining it is correct. Shmia is something comes from the outside into me. So somebody tells me, do this, don't do this, it's wrong to do this, it's obligatory to do this. That's coming from the outside in. Re'iya, the way the Kadmonim pictured it, there's like rays of light coming out of my eyes, and they see certain things or not. We don't deherit physically like that today, but mitzad the etzem mitzias, we do deherit. And let's understand why. Whenever a person is shemea, he sets himself up with the following attitude. I don't know. I don't understand. I need input, and I am now open to the input of someone else. That's Shmir. Even then, a lot of times we sort of distort somebody's words, but tachlis, the person is telling me what to do. Somebody can direct me how to do most complex type of operation. As long as I follow the instructions, I can do it. Push this, pull this. As long as I can follow it quickly enough and accurately enough, I'm in good shape. Seeing is my brain makes sense of what I see. So it starts with myself, and most important, my brain. Seeing has nothing to do with what comes into my eyes. It has to do with what my brain makes of it. Much more so than Shmia. In Shmia, as long as my brain hears what the words are, he tells me, do this, that, I could be puzzled, my brain makes no sense of it, but if I'm muchen to shtel sich zu, then I'm working through him. the famous Rabbeinu Yonah, it says that a person who's maskim, who's mekam himself to listen to Mechiach, he's a different person that they are. So my brain really makes no interpretation. I could sit and ponder, what does this person want from me? But in the etzem performance, nothing. Re'iyah, my brain makes sense of it, and therefore re'iyah starts with my mind. Let's take a simple dogma. A person is walking in the street, and someone comes up to him and says he desperately needs a suit. So one person is a Baal Chesed by nature, and he sees an opportunity to help somebody. Another person is a businessman, and he sees, I guess I'll give you a suit in 10 payments that you can afford, but 25% interest. I see a business opportunity. A third person sees an opportunity to make a cause and show how terrible the world is we live in, because look at people walking around barefooted and so on. What I saw really, really starts with the context that my mind has, with my tfisa, with my understanding, and so on. So re'iyah is, on the one hand, a very powerful chush. I identify with it as emes or anything else, but it's very, very limited. It starts with my metzias. It starts with my tfisa of things. And if we put things on the default setting of a person, that everything starts with my tfisa, first and foremost, I'm a goof with taivas. And therefore, when I see a woman, I say, ki yeshura hi be'enai. So I'm taifis it through taivadik einayim, and then I say, oh, she's wonderful. I see Paris, so I salivate, and I say, oh, it's nechmad lahaskel, and so on and so forth. Whenever I start with re'iyah, then my re'iyah itself, it's oimer on the emes based on the sheirish of where it's coming from. And if I did nothing if I depend on my quote-unquote natural instinct, then, so I take a child who hasn't been mechunach, a little baby, when he sees something, so he paskins we see him, it's isir. He paskins that you're kind of re'iyah. It's mine. It's my thing. I want it. I take it. I grab it. That's the tfis of re'iyah. Because he sees everything through himself. He hasn't. And if he stays like that, it'll always be like that. If he's not mechunach, then the child is going to be always looking at it from taiva, gaiva, chemda. That's our base midas, and therefore that's what's going to come from. So we have a problem here. Our strongest chush that will allow us to connect with things in a way that nothing else can connect is re'iyah, and it is faulty at its very yesod and very sheirish. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Tamu ru'u kitoiv. Shimi bas uri'i. In other words, we start with a tzivui. We start with input. The neshama, the yetzer tov comes later. The neshama comes later. It's not overt. It gets injected in us. We tap into it. So when a person has tzivuyim first, and so let's go back to that saying, when a child hears about an Adam being a noisin and the world of chesed and chemla and so on, then he begins to see things differently. And then when he sees something, he says, wow, so-and-so will have so much hanah from it. So-and-so really needs it. So-and-so could be helped with it. So he will see things through that context. So the tikkun of Adam starts by stelling to the oizen first, the tzivui first, and then using the re'iyah to solidify it. So the nas of anishma, in that sense, if a person were to say, I will consider first if I want to keep Torah or not, why would he? I ask a person, okay, so take a look at this lifestyle and see if it makes sense to you. Get up very early in the morning, don't eat this, don't do that. How does it feel? The person has to start with it as a metzias. Either mitzat shmir, I understand that the way I am from the get-go is a goof, and everything I see is through eini baser, and I see everything through the lenses of taiv and chemda and anoichias, and I must tap in, I must get a lifeline into something else so that my eyesight is corrected. Or tamuru kitoiv, I'm looking outside and saying, how would you like to sit and learn 12 hours a day? Well, standing on the outside, I certainly would not like to. But if I get into it, then I begin to see things from a different vantage point. And when I see things from that vantage point, then I'm nischabed to it. And then my Ria sees very differently, and my Ria has it sees it through that lens. So the other Marishan was given a tzivui first. The Isha disregarded the tzivui. The Nachash short-circuited the tzivui. And then she looked at it, and she said, well, let's approach it objectively. Does it look good to eat? Yes. Doesn't it feel good to eat? Certainly. So go ahead and eat it. They had a re'iyah bin from Meloi Cholaretz Kvoidei, and Ani Hashem did everything. And I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, created this priest, said the priest poison. Then I would seat it and say, wow, it has a big warning sign on it. It must be terrible. And it must be especially dangerous because it looks so good. That's had the tzivri been there. But when I start with Re'iya, and that's where Shimshon said, ki yishari be'enai. It's not the pshat as I was mevarb and Seichel said this, and now it says also Lada Kadosh Yishat Shirena. So Achirena is a t'nai to be mischabed to the person. But the decision comes before. You know, it's the decision that this is a person that's royal to build with him, to mishtata with him, Seichel says, and then we need to use the re'iyah to be mischabed to it. So putting each piece into its right place is the way in which is the right way to proceed. Avraham Avinu started the process of coming back, of being mitak in the world again. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzava him first and said, Asher Ar-Eka, only when you pull away from the context that you're in. I can't show you Eretz Yisrael now. I have nothing to show you. And therefore, I need you to first come to Eretz Yisrael, and that's when I'll be able to show it to you. So the Asher Ar-Eka is not the pshat, I won't, you know, I'm keeping you in suspense. I can't. The tachlis is re'iyah. Because without the re'iyah, there's no real chibur. It's like the Rambam says that the only real yesod of emuna is maimar asina, because that was a p'chin of re'iyah. Einein rov lo izar. Aznein sham of la'acha. Which is also a p'chin of re'iyah. It's a personal experience. But without the hakdama of tzivuyim, I don't get there. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, the re'iyah cannot happen until you haven't torn yourself away from what was and see it from a context of Eretz Yisrael. You can even be matim in Rashi's words where he says "Los ischar" on every psia. It means that every re'iyah, it started with sivuyim. In other words, it started with a process of shimibas, of a constant listening to something, a constant obeying, and only then did it come in as re'iyah. That was the right say that for him. He was with Loi together. It says Chazal say that one of the midas of Avraham Avinu is ayin toiva versus Bilam is ayin ra. The Talmid of Avraham Avinu have ayin toiva. So Pashit, we tend to look at ayin toiva. We tend to say ayin toiva means somebody's good-natured, kind of easy. You know, we associate it with what we normally associate with, which means kind of good-hearted and so on. Ayin Tov, the way you're explaining, means that it comes from our seeing is rooted in Tov. A person who's Tov, machmas that he tapped into his neshama, machmas that he's kosher with Tzivu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then his ayin is also Tov, and his ayin sees things the way he were. Loit was an ayin ra. He had no problem having his sheep grazed by somebody else, because wherever he sees grass, that's what he takes. That's his mohus. So as long as Loit was together with Avram, Avram could not have this re'iyah, could not see Eretz Yisrael. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Loit, when they made the Breira, the Preda, between Loit and Avram, the test was like that. Would Loit sit down and ask himself, what's a good place to live in, and go and make that decision? Then he would have been Avramdik. But Loit didn't have an Ein Tov. And therefore, I'm an Amoyev with Sar Ayin. They came from Loit. That was the Hemshech of it. This was all a Hemshech of that Ayin Ra. Loit said, let me look around, and whatever I find attractive, then that's where I live. So he looked around, and the Bechira that he made, it says Vayivchar. It says Bechira over here. It says it also by Malachim, actually, and Nephilim also, Asher Bacharu. His Koyach Bechira was not Seichel. He looked around and he said, wow, such fertile fields. I choose the fertile fields. Of course you choose. Your eyes, rooted in flesh, chose it. And what about the people who lived there? Say that I'll be mekarev of them. I'll reach out to them. It didn't start with Bechira and then Re'iya to fill in the place. It started, he looked at it with flesh eyes and looked very good and very tantalizing. And then he said, I choose this. Once that element was Nifrat from Avram Avinu, now Avram could be shown at Israel. And that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, look around and see it now. Seeing was the matara. Seeing was the tachlis. Because you're only in this habit of something you see. Osel Kadesh Ishach Yireno. He has to see her. So Eretz Yisrael becoming his, seeing it is vital. But the question was, where did that come in? And by Avram Avinu, it came mikoyach the tzivui, asher eka, lech lecha, do what I'm telling you, follow my path and do what I'm telling you, and then you will see it and you'll be inshabited, versus Loit. Same thing goes with Moshe Rabbeinu. It says that the chet of the Meraglim was shehigdimu pela ayin. They first knew what they wanted and they saw that. So in other words, they were very, very interested in staying in the middle, for whatever reason, like it says here, whatever it was, they certainly were not happy going to Eretz Yisrael. And b'meila, they saw to that perspective. That type of re'iya cut them off from Eretz Yisrael. That means they can never, ever have Eretz Yisrael, because the Yirena is going to be a Yirena of Yishori Beinai. It's not going to be the Yirena that comes from the Asad and the Kaddish Isha. It comes from, because of the Hanor re'iya. And Eretz Yisrael has its difficulties. There's a lot of tough people, strong people. It's not as good as Mitzrayim. It is as good as Mitzrayim. Whatever it is, we're not going to get off to that. When Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't go to Eretz Yisrael, but the Chibur and the Keshet to Eretz Yisrael was with his Re'iyah. That Re'iyah was a Kesher and a Chibur, not befoil Mamish, but mitzad the Pnimius of a person. The ultimate koyach ha-re'iya is the ultimate koyach ha-chibur lies through re'iya. This parasha over here is the side of Klal Yisrael. Avram Avinu breaking away and going, and it teaches us two two real foundation stones for our approach to Avodah, to Torah, to Yiddishkeit. The first one is, if a person remains an outsider, if a person doesn't see it, he will never be kosher to it. A person can say, I don't know why I have to learn and get into it and think about it. Chaval, just tell me what to do. I'm obedient. Just tell me what to do and I'll do it. That kesher is never a kesher to kayama. It says, the Ishbitzer says that the reason why it says that Moshe Rabbeinu's paradumas kayemes, shal chok hayim lo'elam, his paraduma stays forever, the eif of his paraduma. So he says because he was the only one who understood its tam. Because he was megala the tam only to Moshe, if you don't understand something, if you can't see it, it's not going to be yours. And that's a tevat verb. Any time you're obeying instructions, you're listening to somebody else, you are kind of doing something because you're being told, it's not you. By definition, maybe it'll last forever, but it's the pshat is it lasted every minute by minute. It didn't become part of you because you have no tefisa in it. The word tefisa, to grasp, means to hold on to something and to understand. It's both the same. On the other hand, the type of attitude that I need to understand it first, and understanding is what it's based on, is problematic. There's a fascinating halacha in Hilchas Sanhedrin. We said before the halacha that Re'iya can't be better than Shmiya, and if a Sanhedrin saw something happening, they can pass on Pi Re'iya. There's one exception, and that is that they saw somebody murder somebody. Because it says Sulei Chazal Ischusi, they won't be able to see a schus. In other words, the Sanhedrin is the Re'iya is best way of determining the truth, unless the person has an inherent bias, and it's a good bias. So anybody who sees a Ritzach shouldn't be able to find a schus. But that means my Re'iya is puzzled, just like a karev, just like a Shechiya Aveni Pikhim. Sanhedrin are the Einei Ha'eda. They need to be able to see things. And if their seeing comes from a place, the Rachmanis that we have and the Har that we have, somebody's a Ratzeach, means that the Re'iya is not rooted in the Emes, in a Lamita of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's rooted in a human sense of things. So I can't fault that sense of Chemla, but it's already not Emes. So every person is ourselves that we start with. Our default setting is all gufni. It's all, chaymer. That's what it is. It's taivis and it's chemda and it's self. So to think that we, as a starting point, can start with but what we see and what we understand is going to be emes, is also not true. The right mahalach is shimi bas ur'i. First you need to hear, and then you'll see it. Both are important. If it doesn't end up with re'iya, then it's not you, and it's not permanent. But if it starts just with what you understand, the only thing you understand is eating and sleeping. There's nothing else we understand. So the halicha, lech lecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the matara of a person who has seichel and das is ar-er-eka, Allah says ar-er-eka, that you will understand and see with your own eyes. You will understand it. That's the ato ha-reisel das. That's the tachlis. But unless a person's lecha ma'atzum atmei savicha, unless a person goes away from there, unless a person is able to pull himself out, and nobody can pull himself out, somebody has to be pulling you somewhere. So the understanding that the beginning of the process is always something that might be counterintuitive. It's putting your trust in Torah, in a Rav, in a Zakin, whatever it is, that is going to tell you where the next step should be. And that's sometimes, and for Baal Nefesh or Baal Das, it's painful, because I am meant to use my Seichel, my Das, to understand and to decide and to make part of me. But I don't have yet. Anything that I'm going to see now, I'm going to see from a very, very, it's from a context that's not toif. I'm going to say, my seeing Deitz Hadas is not going to be from the Emes Lamita, it's going to be from my stomach. My seeing is rooted in my stomach. The Bnei Yisrael, the Bnei Elim and the Bnei Yisrael, I'm going to see with my eyes of the flesh, of Taiva. I'm not going to see it with the eyes of Emes. The process of developing in Torah is the double process of striving for that El Arat Asher Eka, and the pulling away from the Ad Shomlat Chabei Savicha. Says the Chazal, Ad Shatem Mispal, that Tivetor should go to Me'ayim, Yat Mispal, that the Macholos and Madonna should leave Me'ayim. For us, it's every step is we get a schar for each step that we do because we're being told. The pulling away from what is default setting for us by birth, and the ability to trust something which is difficult for us to move forward, that's the sheirish of it. So there's a sign of psi and psia, and every psi and psia there's also a sheir echo. In every psia, it's not only at the end of a very long process. The tamu ruki toiv, the shimi basari, the lech lecha, me'atzum atrecha alarot a sheir echo, it works together hand in hand. And when a person develops a ventura, he works hard at pulling himself away from what was natural to him, and kefid that he's zeicher to ha'ara of a tfisa and a chiba to something that's beyond him. Shabbos.
Is this similar to what he said? Maybe one second. There's something.